भगवद्गीता 2.49 दूरे नहि अवरं कर्म बुद्धियोगा धनंजय बुद्धौ शरणमन्विच्छ कृपणः फलहेतवः. सो हियर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग अर्जुन दूरेण कीप इट फार अवे अवरं कर्म इनऑस्पिशियस वर्क. वर इज ऑफन यूज फॉर द वर्ड ब्लेसिंग. Avaram means that which is not giving unto you blessings. In fact, that is the, that which will give the opposite of blessing. Avaram karma. Buddhi yogad dhananjaya. So now Krishna is repeating the word buddhi yoga, which was used in 2.39. Here 10 verses later, buddhi yogad. Act in buddhi yoga dhananjaya. You who are accumulator of wealth, accumulate the spiritual wealth of yoga, of yogic perfection. So, further what does he say here? Buddhau sharanam anvichcha. Sharanam, surrender. Now, this theme of surrender is actually a very advanced theme. Interestingly, Krishna is not talking here about surrender to himself. He's talking about Buddhau. Actually, in such consciousness, with such intelligence, try for surrender. Krupanah falahetavah. That those who are misers, they seek the fruits of their work. So again, this begs the question, what exactly is being said in this verse? So, durena hi avaram karma. So actually, to understand what is happening, we have to understand what is the avaram karma. Now, normally, an auspicious work would be considered to be bad karma. So, sinful activity. That is avaram karma. But then Krishna, in the same verse, talks about krupanaha falahetavaha. Those who work, those who seek the fruits of their work, they are krupanaha. They are miserly. So clearly, this verse is telling Arjuna to not do one thing and to do another thing. And what he should not do is talked about in the first part as well as the last part. Don't do avaram karma, Arjuna. And then it said that, who are the people who do avaram karma? Krupanah falahetavaha. Those who work for the fruits of work, they are doing avaram karma, inauspicious work. So here, Krishna is not talking about sinful activities directly. He is comparing the levels of Karma Kanda and Karma Yoga. And he is saying that working for fruits, which is Karma Kanda, is undesirable. And that is avaram karma, that is done by Krupanas, and you don't do that. So instead, you do Karma Yoga. Or basically do yoga, whichever form it is. Use your intelligence to act at the spiritual level. Buddhi yoga dhananjaya. Use your intelligence to act in yoga. So buddhi yoga basically means to practice yoga with buddhi. So at a preliminary level, buddhi means understanding that I am not the body, I am the soul. And acting at the level of the soul. At a more advanced level, buddhi yoga refers to the understanding that I am a part of Krishna. Buddhi refers to understanding I am a part of Krishna and loving and serving Krishna. So in that sense, buddhi yoga refers to practicing bhakti yoga essentially. So either way, the important point of the verse is that durena hi avaram karma. O Arjuna, keep away from karma yoga and practice bhakti yoga. Keep away from karma kanda and practice yoga. So, why is karma kanda called avaram karma here? Because it leads to karmic bondage. Because it keeps one in the cycle of birth and death. Now, even when we act according to dharma, but if we want to enjoy material things, then we have to stay in the material world. So, rather than working on trying to just elevate oneself to heaven, where one may enjoy better material, but again one stays in material existence and comes back here, one should, instead of trying to get better temporary things, one should get the best thing, that is the eternal thing. And that comes through yoga. So, often the good can be the enemy of the West, and it can be the worst enemy of the West. So, at one level, karmakanda is good because at least the person is not acting sinfully. At least the person is acting within the precincts of dharma and is creating at least some level of auspiciousness for oneself. And surely, karma, it is good in the sense that it enables one to stay on this gradual progressive path. So one is within cycle of dharma, within the precincts of dharma, and one will slowly but surely keep progressing in the spiritual cycle. But it will take many lifetimes, as Krishna will talk later in 7.19, bahunam janmanam ante. But here, Krishna is saying that why to go through this long and laborious process if you can go much faster? And by practicing karma yoga, you will not just go higher, you will go to the highest destination, which is out of this temporary material world, and you will relish eternal happiness at the spiritual level. So that is obtainable through the practice of yoga, and that attainment is so glorious that as compared to that, anything which is temporary, no matter how much better it is at a temporary level, at the material level, still it is a great loss. So for a person who is a beggar, to get one chapati is also a great treasure. But if the beggar is reunited, if the beggar is a lost child of a millionaire, then being reunited with the millionaire, or the billionaire or the trillionaire, whatever, being reunited with the wealthy, super wealthy father is far better. Is getting a better chapati. So, from the eternal perspective, yoga, which takes us back to eternal life, is like the reunion of the lost child with the father. And karmakanda is like the beggar moving from getting some dried refuse food to getting some good meals, even tasty meals. Now certainly that is an improvement from rotting dried food to good cooked food, but where does that compare with returning to the safety of the home where all the needs, including the best food, will be provided for? So then if the child gets attracted to just the better food and neglects going back to father, then the what is good becomes bad because it becomes the enemy of the best. So similarly, Krishna is telling Arjuna, don't get caught in karmakanda, practice karma yoga, because karmakanda will keep you trapped at the material level, and it is yoga which will take you beyond the material level. So kripanaha phala hetavaha. So now generally Krishna uses the word phala to refer to results at the material level. So as long as we desire results at the material level, till then we will stay caught at the material level of reality, and we will stay entangled in material existence. We will come out of material existence when we desire something more than matter. We may act in the material realm because that is what is necessary in this world for our functioning and for our contribution, but we don't, our hetu for action is not the phala. Our hetu is dharma, our hetu is seva. Our hetu is shuddhikaran. It is duty, it is service, it is purification. And Krishna says that those who are acting just for the fruits, they are kripanaha, they are misers. Why misers? You know, misers have wealth, but they are so attached to the wealth that their attachment blinds them to even the good uses of wealth. Now, wealth can be used to get punya by giving in charity or doing some dharmic activities with it. Wealth can be used for investment to multiply it. But a miser just holds on to wealth without doing anything with it. So, similarly, miserly people are those who just hold on to the material level of reality and don't use the material level, their material resources to gain something much higher. Just as wealth can be used to gain punya, similarly our material resources can be used, although they are temporary, they can be used to attain the eternal. And if we don't attain the eternal, then we cheat ourselves. So Krishna is telling that those who, because of their excessive attachment to matter, keep their desires and their destinies locked in matter, they are kripanaha. And they are acting, they are doing avaram karma. Although their action may not be sinful, but even if their action is pious, because it is the material level, it keeps them trapped in the inauspicious material existence. Therefore, keep that dure, keep it far away. Don't act with the motive of fruit, rather act with knowledge, buddhi yoga. It means know that you are the soul and know that by acting in a spirit of contribution according to your bodily nature, you will realize your spiritual nature. Acting with detachment, acting with devotion, you will realize your spiritual nature and thereby you will get eternal result. That is what you should aim for, Arjuna. Not worry about the material fruits. Thank you.